From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, the government decides to tighten caps on private gatherings for the next 4 weeks after confirming the country's first cases of the new coronavirus variant Omicron. The National Assembly passes a record 607.7 trillion won national budget for next year, and China expresses its support for declaring a formal end to the Korean War during a meeting between South Korea's National Security Advisor and a senior Chinese politician. This is KBS World Radio News. I am Walter Lee. The government will tighten gathering restrictions and expand entry passes in a bid to curb the latest COVID-19 resurgence and prevent a further spread of the new Omicron variant. Health authorities announced measures on Friday restricting private gatherings in the capital region, including Incheon and Gyeonggi province, to 6 people, and in non-capital areas impose an 8-person limit for 4 weeks starting Monday, regardless of vaccination. Current protocols allow up to 10 and 12 respectively. Exemptions will continue to apply in caring for children and seniors. Entry passes for those fully vaccinated will be required at restaurants and coffee shops, with exemption for 1 person out of the permitted group of the maximum 6 or 8. The government will allow a 1-week grace period to minimize public confusion. Passes will be mandatory at learning institutes, internet cafes, and movie theaters, while minors aged 12 to 18 will also be required to carry them starting in February. Meanwhile, the government won't limit operations or impose shutdowns in light of their impact on small businesses and people's livelihoods. Health authorities reported nearly 5,000 new COVID-19 cases on Friday, with the number of critically ill patients surpassing 700 for the third consecutive day. The Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency said Friday that 4,944 new infections were confirmed throughout Thursday, including 21 from overseas. The daily tally dropped by over 300 from a day earlier, but marks a rise of more than 1,000 from a week ago. The number of critically ill patients rose by 3 from a day ago to hit a fresh all-time high of 736, with people aged 60 and older accounting for nearly 83%. 34 more people died of the virus, raising the overall death toll to 3,739. South Korea has reported another case of the new coronavirus variant Omicron, raising the number of cases found in the country to 6. Health authorities said on Thursday that a teenage boy tested positive for the virus in a subsequent genetic sequencing test. The boy is the son of the couple in Incheon, who were confirmed to have contracted the variant the previous day following their trip to Nigeria last month. Authorities confirmed the country's first cases of the variant on Wednesday, including the couple from Incheon, their Uzbekistani friend in his 30s, and 2 other women in their 50s. The number of Omicron infections may rise further as authorities are trying to identify people who had contacts with the infected people. The National Assembly has passed a record 607.7 trillion won national budget for next year. The Assembly held a plenary session on Friday morning and approved the 2022 budget bill in a 159-53 vote. 24 lawmakers abstained. The approved budget represents an increase of 3.3 trillion won from the government's initial proposal. It marks the second straight year that the budget increased from the government proposal in the process of a parliamentary deliberation. The budget includes 68 trillion won to support small businesses hit by the pandemic. By law, the Assembly is required to approve the state budget for the following year by December 2nd every year. It planned to hold a plenary session and pass the bill on Thursday, the legal deadline, but failed to do so due to last-minute negotiations between rival parties over a Navy project to develop a light aircraft carrier. The ruling Democratic Party's recently recruited election committee co-chair, Cho Dong-yeon, stepped down amid allegations of infidelity during her past marriage. Cho, the head of Seolgyung University's Center for Future Defense Technology and Entrepreneurship, on Friday expressed her wish to resign to DP leader Song Yong-gil. This comes just 3 days after the ruling party announced the recruitment of the 39-year-old mother of two as a defense and security expert. Meanwhile, main opposition People Power Party presidential candidate Yoon Suk-yeol proposed a meeting with party leader Lee Jun-seok, who has cancelled official duties amid an apparent rift between the two. stressing that there seems to be a misunderstanding regarding comments one of his close aides has made about Yi's use of election committee PR funds. Yoon denied ever being informed about such remarks. Yi, in response, said he was perplexed by Yoon's proposal to fine-tune the agenda ahead of their meeting, saying he will meet with the candidate when he is confident that their talks won't be superficial. Yang Jiechi, a member of the Politburo of the Chinese Communist Party overseeing diplomacy, supported Seoul's push to declare a formal end to the Korean War, saying it will help promote peace and stability on the Korean Peninsula. According to the presidential office on Friday, Yang gave support during talks and dinner with National Security Advisor Seol Hoon in the China's northern coastal city of Tianjin on Thursday that lasted nearly 6 hours. The endorsement comes as South Korea and the U.S. have consulted on the matter as a political and symbolic step in bringing the North back to negotiations. Highlighting the importance of dialogue and diplomacy with North Korea in achieving the peninsula's denuclearization and establishment of the peace regime, Seoul and Yang agreed to enhance their strategic communication and cooperation. Meanwhile, a government official said the two sides agreed to push for a virtual summit between their leaders should the COVID-19 situation not allow for a reciprocal visit to Seoul by Chinese President Xi Jinping. A local court has again rejected an arrest warrant for a sitting prosecutor accused of conspiring with the main opposition party to investigate ruling camp officials. The Seoul Central District Court turned down the writ for Son Jun-song early on Friday after holding a hearing for 3 hours on Thursday to deliberate his arrest. The court cited it's hard to acknowledge the need for arrest while it appears the suspect needs to be granted his defense rights. The Corruption Investigation Office for high-ranking officials sought the warrant on Tuesday, about a month after its early request was turned down. Son, who served at the Supreme Public Prosecutor's Office last year, is accused of ordering prosecutors to file complaints against pro-government figures ahead of last year's general elections. He is suspected to have conspired with main opposition People Power Party representative Kim Ung to lodge the defamation complaints. Online transactions expanded at the fastest pace in October due in part to the government's relief payouts. According to Statistics Korea on Friday, the value of online shopping transactions stood at 16.9 trillion won in October, up 21.7% on year. The latest surge is the biggest since the statistical agency began compiling related data in 2001. Online transactions of food delivery services surged 46.7% on year to 2.27 trillion won, reflecting social distancing and the government's discount coupons. South Korean forward Son Heung-min of the English Premier League's Tottenham Hotspur led his team's 2-0 victory over Brentford at home match Thursday. Son started in a match of the 14th round of the 2021-2022 Premier League season. In the 12th minute, Sergio Canos of Brentford scored an own goal after Son sent in a strong cross. Son then netted a goal in the 20th minute of the second half, scoring a goal for the first time in 5 matches. Thursday's goal was also Son's 6th of the season in all competitions. With Son's performance, Tottenham wrapped up their second consecutive Premier League win to rank 6th in the league with 22 points. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index rose 23.06 points or 0.78% on Friday, closing the week at 2,968.33. The tech-heavy KOSDAQ also rose, gaining 21.04 points or 2.15% to close at 998.47. And that's the news from KBS World Radio News Center in Seoul. I am Walter Lee. You can also catch our news from our website at world.kbs.co.kr.